Colossi Island from so long ago. So long ago, I can hardly remember it. If it wasn't for the smooth breeze rubbing across my hair, maybe I would never be able to recall it. But yes, I am old now. I will tell you. It was on the island of Colossi. That's where I grew up as a boy. And I saw these things firsthand. I am in much of the story, though you may not realize it. For sometimes I was sneaking in the trees. But anyways, the ancient emerald was stolen by a lone ninja who was roaming the countryside looking for this emerald. When he could finally find it, he said that he was going to eternal heaven, eternal glory, eternally alive, which is a dream that everyone wants to attain in some way, and this I know for a fact. Listen, my boy, just the other day I was thinking in the morning. I woke up, I said, boy, if I died, I wouldn't care. But then all of a sudden I was walking beside the sea and I was almost fell off the cliff. And I was so terrified, I said, oh goodness. How could I be so blind of my own feelings? Oh, goodness. So even if you think you want to die, you really don't. Trust me, you don't. Anyways, the emerald was there. The ninja was looking for it. And so we begin the story. Come with me. I will tell you the story. Beautiful village walks three women carrying buckets on their shoulders. The buckets are beautifully hand-carved wooden buckets, and they is nice. Let me tell you, those are nice, and you can get replicas of them just so simply nowadays. It's just incredible. But anyways, they're walking with the three buckets. And you want to know something? They're not full of water. They're full of a poison that they just extracted from a very rare plant in the jungle. So they're being very careful, and they're balancing them perfectly on their heads. Okay, so they're walking. They're naked. Completely naked. They're walking back to the village, and you know what they're gonna do? They carve little piece toothpicks out of pieces of bamboo, and then they dip it inside the poison. They take a straw and they blow it out, and the poison kills. And so they shoot it, and it's a weapon. They use it. It's a really well weapon. Good weapon, because it's secret. Even if you're hit by it, maybe you won't know, because it's so small it just gets you like a splinter. And then slowly you're in the forest and the daylight is coming in through the leaves and you're falling over and you're feeling so weak and tired. And you say, oh my God, what's going on with me? I'm falling over. you have this vision up in the corner. It's of this beautiful woman, and she's naked. She's floating down. She's made of water. She's coming down. She splashes on your face. And you're drenched. You look up and you say, "Ah! Ah!" But no one can hear you. So you keep walking. You keep walking until you're down on the ground. People of the nation, I am your leader, Hokipoka, and I am here to make my weekly announcement to all of the island. Our ancient emerald, which is placed here at the very tip of the statue of Gagabon, the very clear-minded soul who led our people to the island where we were far away from all the other people. We have our own things that are fresh and everlasting. The emerald is the clear sight and also the force field which keeps all the intruders away. There is one thing. We will be having a celebration of the emerald this weekend, and listen, security is going to be very pumped up, because that emerald is a very important thing. It is our clear thinking. It leads us the right way. Listen, they want to take it, because they know about us outside. The only thing is how are they going to get past the force field?